Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Now that graphic video of Memphis police officers beating black motorist Tyree Nichols has been widely circulated, many are calling for more individuals to face charges in his death. Katie Reardon from member station WKNO reports.
The five, now former officers, seen kicking, punching, and using a baton to hit Nichols have been charged for second-degree murder and other crimes. But video shows additional officers on scene that night, as well as what appears to be two medical personnel. City officials have said that other officers are under internal investigation, as well as two fire department employees and two sheriff deputies. But Nichols' stepfather, Rodney Wells, told ABC News that more people are criminally culpable for his son's death.
So everyone that was active in the whole scene, the whole video, should be charged.
The local district attorney has previously said that Nichols' death remains an ongoing investigation. For NPR News, I'm Katie Reardon in Memphis.
The police officers facing charges were members of a special police unit designed to target violent offenders in high-crime neighborhoods. The police chief has now disbanded the unit. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Egypt today, the first stop on a three-day trip to the Middle East. He spoke at a youth engagement event at the American University in Cairo.
As we're looking at the partnership between the United States and Egypt, a strategic partnership that is of great consequence to the United States, we know that going forward, that partnership ultimately is going to be built and sustained and strengthened by the people here today and the people that you represent.
He'll next head to Jerusalem for talks with the right-wing government of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Then it's on to Ramallah to meet with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, as well as other officials. Blinken's visit to the region comes at a time of heightened violence between Israelis and Palestinians. European Union negotiators are debating at what price the bloc should cap prices on Russian oil. Terry Schultz reports.
From February 5th, it will be illegal to import to the EU almost all refined products made from Russian oil, such as diesel fuel, one of the bloc's retaliatory measures for the war on Ukraine. Imports of Russian crude oil shipped by sea and insurance for those shipments were already banned in early December. At the same time, a price cap of $60 per barrel was imposed for EU-based companies to be allowed to insure shipments of Russian oil to other regions. Now negotiators are discussing whether to lower that price cap on crude to further limit Moscow's income, as demanded by some Baltic governments and Poland, and also whether to put a price cap of $100 per barrel on Russian diesel. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. A core member of the punk rock band Television has died in New York City after a brief illness. Tom Verlaine was 73. He was a guitarist and singer. NPR's Chloe Feltman reports he developed a cult following over his long career.
Tom Verlaine was a founding father of the New York punk rock scene of the 1970s. Thanks to his careening lyrics and jagged guitar style, Television's first album from 1977, Marquee Moon, helped to lay the foundation for alternative rock. Jesse Paris Smith is the daughter of musician Patti Smith, who collaborated with and dated Verlaine. Jesse Smith says she met Verlaine as a kid.
In him, I just felt the energy of a father, you know, a man to hug, to laugh with, to share in mischievous jokes.
During a career spanning five decades, Verlaine also achieved success as a solo artist and collaborated with the likes of David Bowie and Sonic Youth. Chloe Veltman, NPR News.
The Treasury Department is using what it describes as extraordinary cash management measures to avoid breaching the federal debt limit. But Secretary Janet Yellen has said those measures will run out in June, and the U.S. could then default on its debts. Today, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy told CBS the Republicans won't let that happen, and he'll meet with President Biden on the issue Wednesday. The White House says it's ruled out spending cuts in exchange for an increase in the debt ceiling. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.